Gary Wolfram is a professor at Hillsdale College. He's a Mitt Romney supporter. Gary, how are you?
Great. It's a beautiful morning out here.
What do you teach at Hillsdale?
I teach economics.
All right. Boy, we could spend an hour on that, couldn't we?
Maybe we'll have to do that sometime.
You know what? We're going to do that sooner than you think. But let's talk about Mitt Romney. Why are you supporting him?
Well, I'm supporting Mitt Romney because he has executive experience. I think that's important. I'm supporting him because he understands how businesses are created and how important it is to limit government. I've talked to him about the importance of the 10th Amendment, which is the amendment that specifies that the federal government only has enumerated powers and the state governments and the people retain the rest of the powers. He's got a record of turning things around, particularly, I think, the Utah Olympics at Salt Lake City was an important event that he was able to come in and turn it around, and I think our federal government needs a lot of turning around. I think you need somebody that is, in some sense, an outsider to the federal government, but has had to deal with the federal government as a governor of a state. I think there's a reason that we tend to elect governors. He's pro-life. I mean, there's just a lot of things to like about Mitt Romney.
If Mitt Romney was, from my perspective, smart enough not to do something crazy like this, let's say he stayed in the private sector, who would you support then?
Who would I support if he had stayed? No.
If he wasn't in the race, you had to pick someone else to support. Who would you support?
Oh, if I had to pick someone else to support?
Right.
I guess I'd support Ron Paul if I had to pick somebody else.
Why?
Well, because he believes in a lot of the same things that Mitt Romney does, that the states ought to have the powers. You know, he's very constitutionally driven. And, you know, at Hillsdale College, we require all our students to take a class on the Constitution, and they all read the Federalist Papers. And, you know, we think it's very important that the federal government be limited. And I think Ron Paul fits that framework as well.
What's the differences between Paul and Romney?
Well, I think, you know, I'm not as comfortable with Ron Paul's foreign policy. And like I said, I do like the fact that Mitt Romney has executive experience. I think that the current president has demonstrated there's a problem when you lack executive experience. So I think Romney's more electable. He's got a better organization. He's much more capable of beating Barack Obama, which is sort of the main thing that I think is what we need to do.
Gary, it seems like from our listeners, the emails I get, the calls I get, the people we talk to when we're out and about, so many of us seem to pick the lesser of an evil as opposed to picking a guy that we go, you know what, that's the guy, I believe in him, he's really going to change things, as opposed to, well, this guy's the closest to what I want, I guess I got to go here. What's your perspective on that?
Well, I think the media has portrayed Mitt Romney as that, and I think what the mainstream media has wanted to have a race. I mean, and as an economist, you know, I can see they have incentives to want to have a race. And so they're going to emphasize that, oh, there's somebody else that can challenge him. Oh, we really need, you know, at first it was going to be Michelle Bachmann, and then it was going to be Rick Perry, and then it was going to be Newt Gingrich, and then, you know, Herman Cain, and then Newt Gingrich, and now it's Rick Santorum. I mean, you know, they want to make it appear as if, you know, there's, you know, somehow people aren't as excited about Mitt Romney as they should be, and, you know, and the average person is just sort of paying attention to the, you know, to the mainstream media, and you know, I think that's part of the problem. But I also think that once people, you know, I'm excited about Mitt Romney, and you know, my students have never thought of me as being someone that is a what you might call even a moderate. You know, I'm excited about him because he can accomplish what needs to be done. I mean, he vetoed over 800 bills when he was governor of Massachusetts, and I think if Republicans retain the House and the Senate, there might not be the necessity to do that. But you know, we have to look forward and say, gee, what do we need a president to do? And I think one of the main things we need a president to do is to talk about why the federal government ought to be limited, and why it's important that that Congress stay within the bounds. And I think Mitt Romney would do that, and I know Mitt Romney would do that. And you know, if you sat down with Mitt Romney for 15 minutes, you'd be really excited about him. You know, I was not nearly as excited until I went and was on a panel with him in Grand Rapids last week. And you know, once you've discussed things with him, I mean, he's a nice, enthusiastic person, a family man. I mean, that's not real exciting for the media.
You know, Gary, the media didn't lose some of the states that Mitt Romney has lost in some of the primary races. He has lost to Santorum. He's lost to Gingrich. And if he loses here in Michigan, that would be a big blow and a big surprise to many, because you know, this is his home state. How would you respond to that?
Well, I mean, you know, do we really expect a candidate to go through and win every primary? I mean, in fact, a lot of these things, you know, some are caucuses, some are beauty contests, some are actually electing delegates. We should expect people like, I mean, Newt Gingrich is well known. I think we have a lot of good candidates, to tell you the truth, in the Republican Party. I mean, I think Rick Santorum is a good candidate. I just think Mitt Romney is a much better candidate. And so I don't think we should expect somebody to sort of walk through the thing. Mitt Romney will probably lose some of the states on Super Tuesday. If he were to lose Michigan, I don't think that would be the end of things. I think it's very important that he win Michigan. It's a long way. Actually, a friend of mine is advises hedge fund managers on political events, and about 6 months ago he sent out a newsletter that said, look, the nomination is probably going to go through till April because a number of the states are not winner take all. They're proportional in the delegates, and it's just going to be hard to get to the total that you need to win. So you know, even 6 months ago, this guy, who is very good at looking at these things, had said it's probably going to go through till April. So, you know, it's very important, I think, that people vote for Mitt Romney here in Michigan. I think that's very important.
Gary,
but if he were to lose that, I don't think it's the end of the world.
Gary Wolfram is a professor at Hillsdale College, an economics professor, and he's a Mitt Romney supporter. Gary, thanks so much for your time.
Sure.